Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX, talking about a couple segments ago, Dave Murray, how lucky I am to know people like Claiborne and Dave Murray, and Tony Scott's one of them, legend, is here to play Family Feud with us. Good to see you, my buddy.
How you doing, man?
Doing okay.
Good, good, good to good.
Thank you for the kind things you said in the email the other day about the show.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was nice.
That was, you know, that's an accomplishment, man. I was just telling someone, those things you got to celebrate. You got to celebrate all the wins, right?
Yeah.
Life is too short to like, yeah, that was good. Yeah, cool. No, man, you got to go. Even if you go have margaritas and appetizers somewhere, take the win and enjoy it and bask in it for a little while. Because this is a grind every day.
Yeah.
And you guys, I mean, I play music, so I only talk 4 or 5 times an hour. You guys go.
I wish we could play music 4 or 5 times an hour. Wouldn't that be great?
That's a whole different skill set, right?
Yeah.
And it's so when you do what you do with the podcast thing, it should be celebrated. And maybe they'll write you a check and you get some windows for your Jeep.
There you go. I'd probably spend it on go-kart rides or something, you know, stupid.
I was going to say, I don't know if that would get the windows on.
I walk in the garage and I said, what's wrong with him? What's wrong?
But you're getting new ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be having the same conversation next December.
I bet you can Amazon them. I bet you they got them on there.
Before long, it's going to be too hot.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Why bother?
Because it's going to be too cold before it's too hot. It's like, you know, it's going to, man.
I was driving the other day when it was like, it was that really cold day. It was like 15 degrees. And I'm driving, and I'm like, it's okay.
I'll be fine.
I'll be okay.
At least your hands are fine now.
Yeah, he gave me his gloves. Isn't that nice? Gloves right off his hands.
Well,
out of my car.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So. And I gave you the old ones because
I was going to say, he keeps lessening it when you go, like, it's so nice of you to give me your gloves, Wheeler. It's so nice of you to hand it to me. And he's like, yeah, they're my worst second pair. I don't care about them. So.
I hated those gloves.
I was done with those. I got the exact same gloves, though, because I like them.
We should wear them together.
Them.
We should beat someone up in them.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Who? Beat somebody up in
them. Who should we get?
Like, all I can say is there is one taller guy, one yoke guy, and they're both wearing the same gardening gloves.
I will say, I left for a second and I was coming back to the studio and I passed Wheels and I was like, dang, this guy's jacked.
Dude,
right?
Ben Boyd called him a door frame.
No, did he?
Yeah.
Was that a door frame or a door stop?
Door frame. He said you look like a door frame.
I definitely do block up the space because I saw Rach coming. I'm like, oh, better get out of the way.
You need to be careful. You're going to turn into another species or something.
Oh, that's fine.
What
do you bench? What?
What do you bench?
Reps or max?
Well, reps.
I do my normal routine right now is I do 225 as my last set 12 times.
Wow. And what's your max?
Now it's probably 310. But I don't do it because I can't do it alone. I won't do weight.
That's more than what I weigh, and I'm a big guy. He can max me.
Yeah, I think Wheeler can bench me.
Holding my laptop.
If you're on a burrito. If you are on a bar, yes, the amount that you weigh, I could definitely do.
Wow.
Man.
It's hard to do a person, though. Like,
it's dead weight.
Because you don't weigh anywhere near that, and it was harder to push you up the other day than it is to do 225 on a bar.
Oh, yeah, Kevin benched Dave, Tony.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
He had his hand right in my buttocks.
Well, I mean, in some countries, you're engaged now.
Yeah.
I know.
I wish it were this one.
Maybe you get windows then.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have less windows.
That's true. No.
They're not taking any away from me if I marry Wheels.
No. I do wish I was wearing those gloves when I was doing it.
Yeah. Well, no. You know, it's funny because I've had in my life, you know, when I was a teenager, I bought the cement weights, you know, the.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I have.
That's what you have?
Yeah, but they're wrapped in plastic.
Yeah. I had those never used them. I don't know why. I mean, I bought it for like $15 brand new at Woolco.
Oh.
At Woolco.
I remember
right?
that.
Yeah.
That place rocked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then fast forward many years later, we're out living at the house here in St. Louis, and we were watching something and stopped on an infomercial, the The one Chuck Norris did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The
Bowflex?
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
But,
or whatever, yeah.
And I said, that looks pretty cool. And I guess that was the green light for my wife to order it. So she ordered it. And never did that either. So
sending you a message.
Yeah.
I legit know that one of the sets I have is from when I was like 15. Like,
wow.
It was in my parents' house. And then when we got a house, my dad's like, here, take this crap.
Do you remember the Suzanne Summers thigh thing?
Yeah.
Thigh master. Worst I ever racked myself in my life.
Oh.
I was trying to show off and be funny, and it went the wrong way.
And it snapped.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was suddenly Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, yeah. Almost permanently, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had to ice him down, did you?
Oh.
My master always sounded like
welcome back to the Dave Glover Show.
That would sound like a dancer on the East Side or something. Thighmaster.
The Thighmaster.
There was one, though, because I remember when I was working in Dallas, I needed a stripper name for a bit I was doing, and I asked the afternoon guy on a hip-hop station, I says, give me a stripper's name for a segment I want to use. He says, the Pole Assassin.
It works several like, ways.
Works for me, so yeah. But it's just, you know, but yeah, that's a... Okay.
The best, if that's the right moniker, strip club I've ever been to was when I lived in Alaska because of the pipeline guys.
Oh, yeah.
Man. But I'll tell you this much. Like, when you're young and you go to a bar and maybe you're going to talk to a young lady, not in Alaska.
No.
Because you have to compete with the pipeline guys and they will kill you.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there also like a big like numbers ratio problem?
Yeah.
It's like five guys to one woman there or something.
I was typically second or third best looking woman in a bar. So.
That's not what I would mean.
I entertained a lot of pipeline guys, I'll tell you that.
A lot of pipe in Alaska. Yeah, okay.
So, Mr. Pole Assassin.
The Pole Assassin, yes.
Should we play a game before we get fired?
Yeah, good
okay.
idea.
Okay.
Praise some light, please. Can we please?
We're going to play.
She did get quiet.
So, Studio yeah. Few Know, yeah.
I didn't have a lot of strip club stories to throw into the mix.
Okay.
My best strip club story,
yeah.
They love this one,
mm-hmm.
was about 10 years ago I told this story. When I was a young man, I went on a bachelor party, and the smart stripper, because she had glasses, and her name was Dakota, and she was really into me, and she asked if I wanted a date. So two nights later, I show up with flowers to go on a date with her, and she didn't recognize me. I sat at her table, and she just like, hey, big boy, how are you? And the best part was that I didn't realize that in that world, a date can mean more
yeah.
than a date.
It can mean a session.
It can mean a session.
Yeah.
And Mark Close knew it, and I didn't, and I thought he was going to drop his uterus. I mean, he laughed. Because I was a grown-ass man. I'm 50 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. You're telling me. I showed up like Alfalfa with Darla Hood with posies. Lucky they didn't kick my ass out of there.
Wow.
Yeah,
man,
right?
That's crazy.
That's Clueless.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Darla.
That's man. Some Clueless.
Wow.
I loved her.
Never got over it.
Okay. The teams are Rachel and Tony against Andrew and Wheels. It's Studio Feud. So you guys go first.
Okay.
No. You guys go first. So yep. Tony can watch one.
All right.
Okay.
And they're not great games. Like there are going to be some references that are kind of like, really?
Okay.
So, okay. And basically I'm going to have you guys compete and then you can either keep the category or pass the category and that's how we play it.
Yep.
So okay. We're buzzing in with our names, right?
Just, yeah, buzzing in with your name or a sound or whatever you want to do.
And we're starting with me and Wheels up at the...
With you and Wheels.
Okay.
All right.
At the buzzer.
Name one of the first famous people, real or fictional, that people learn about.
Wheeler.
Yes.
George Washington.
Number one answer. I was really surprised by that. Do you want to keep it?
You want to play it?
Yeah, let's play it.
All right, you're up.
Okay.
Santa Claus.
Number two answer.
What? Wow, Jesus.
Number three answer.
I thought he was just explaining how well they were doing.
You got excited and stuff. Yeah.
I was like, it's not that big a deal.
He said the S word earlier in the week.
He told me. Yeah.
I was bragging.
That dump button's working fine now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got it fixed.
There's only one way to find out whether that works or not.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's to use it, right?
You know what he said? He said that Steve Moore's full of S.
He knows I would not do that.
Back to
Except
Wheels.
Off the air, I would do that. No, it's on to Andrew.
Oh, Andrew. Two more left.
Okay. Somebody that you learn about. Easter Bunny.
Nope.
Yes, that's not a person. It's a
bunny. No, they can be fictional.
It's a bunny, though.
But it's a bunny. Then true.
That's strike one.
Abraham Lincoln.
Strike one. Strike two.
Uh-oh.
Oh. The first person you learn about is your father. Like your own father.
No.
Okay, yeah, that was a joke.
Mm. Okay, so now is that three strikes?
Right. Yes. So now you guys can steal.
You guys can steal. Who,
what are you thinking, Tony? I've got kind of nothing over here.
I was thinking, God, it was just in my head too. It was you said Santa, you said so-and-so, you said so-and-so. That's a good one.
I don't know.
Obama. I don't know.
Show us Obama.
Did you guess?
I really can't. I really have nothing.
God.
Oh.
Is that a person?
He's a part of the.
And Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
All right.
Okay.
So that's 1 point for Andrew and Wheels. Tony and Andrew, step up.
Go, Tony.
Name someone whose job it is to help people make difficult decisions.
Counselor. Oh, Tony.
Tony.
Counselor.
Number one answer.
Okay. Boom.
You guys want it?
Yeah, let's play.
Okay, let's play.
A judge.
Judge. There.
Psychiatrist.
I'm going to give it to you because it's doctor. Okay. So, two left.
How about a policeman or woman?
First strike.
How about... a nurse.
Nope. Second strike.
Oh. And I'm sorry, the category was again...
Name someone whose job it is to help people make difficult decisions.
The only thing that's coming to mind is a real estate agent.
Three strikes. You guys can steal.
So the first one, was that...
Counselor.
Lawyer.
Doctor.
Counselor count as a lawyer, or is that more of a...
No. Like okay. a that's Kevin, like a therapist.
Kevin, okay. I was thinking maybe pole assassin.
Pole assassin or lawyer?
Yeah, maybe lawyer. We can say lawyer.
You go as lawyer?
What do you think?
Yeah, either that or parent, but I said parent last time and it wasn't right.
But it says whose job it is. So I wonder if it's a profession.
Yeah, try lawyer.
Lawyer.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oh man.
Lawyer and clergy.
Oh.
All right, time to lock in.
Lock in.
Okay. Rage and Wheels. What's the last thing you say to your children before they go to sleep?
Wheeler.
Yes.
See you in the morning.
Well, you are a softy.
Good day to you, sir.
No. Yeah.
I'm going to say I love you.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know, Tony. I think we should hand this one over to them.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah. I think so, too.
See ya, bitches.
Because clearly the ball's been fumbled.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
See you later.
Don't let the door hit you.
Hope you guys don't talk to your kids the way that I do.
Deuces.
Okay, Tony.
Wait, no, they're passing.
Oh, they're passing.
So it's on Andrew.
Good move.
How about good night?
You're good.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Okay. It says, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh, I thought that was saying.
Yeah. Sort of like see you in the morning.
Yeah, see you in the morning.
Same thing.
I'm going to go with whatever you hear, do not open the door. No matter what.
Mom and Dad are going to wrestle.
We established see you tomorrow is not on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of out. Say your prayers, but in a good way.
Oh, good one.
Really? Okay.
One left.
Sweet dreams.
Oh.
Nope.
Wow.
Wow.
That was a good one.
Who am I to disagree?
Yeah. Don't have any nightmares, kiddo.
Second strike.
Not a pair. I think that's third, actually.
Oh, okay. Man.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys can steal. There's one left.
Not?
Oh, that's only two. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead and make the third one here.
Yeah, because the first one was my goofy one on the original
answer. Okay.
Yeah.
Peace out.
So we have...
I love you. Love good you. Night.
Good night.
Prayer, and don't let the bed bugs bite.
Have a good one.
Hasta la vista.
Third strike.
Tony, the only thing I can think of is, like, brush your teeth.
Yeah, now I want to see, and I got kids, and I was like, what do I say to them? I always just say, you know, I love you. I tell them I love you every chance I get. So that's all I got. But that's been used already. Mm-hmm.
They said sleep tight.
Sleep tight. Night. Did we say night night? Was night night on there?
Nope.
Oh,
good night was on there.
Okay. Something about being tucked in, perhaps. I don't know.
No. Let's see. I know right now my wife's screaming at the radio, so but I can't hear her. Let's see. I don't know. Bye bye. I don't know.
All right.
Sorry, it's the pole assassin says goodnight. God bless you.
God bless you.
Wow. I thought you know that was what? For sneezes.
Okay. I've never had any parent of mine ever say God bless you. I've had no human has ever told me that that wasn't.
It'd be kind of creepy.
Like a pastor or something.
Yeah, what if you sneeze, though?
Right.
Gesulte. Yeah. What's that? Is that?
That's God bless you.
In German or something?
I don't know.
You want a break? I'm going to do a couple more.
Let's take a break.
Okay, quick break. Right back, DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS 426. The legend Tony Scott is with us doing Studio Feud. Andrew and Wheels are up 3-0 over Rachel and Tony. Good for you. This next round is worth 3 points, so you can tie it up.
Cool.
Who's up?
I think it's Tony and Rich.
Tony and Rich.
Tony and Andrew.
Tony and Andrew.
Sorry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Name something people must be legally old enough to do.
Tony.
Yes.
Vote.
There are two. Oh, my dinger's.
Got a bad dinger over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are two better answers than that.
Drive
is better. Do you want it or no?
Wheel says yes. Let's
sure,
do
why
it.
Not?
Okay, there are three left.
So we've got drive and we've got vote, right?
Yes.
Drink.
Drink, number one answer.
Smoke.
Smoke. One left.
Join the military.
No, sir.
Rent a car.
No, sir.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. We have squandered the goodwill.
All right. We've got the big ones. What else do you have to be old enough to do? Vote, drive. Gamble.
Yay!
Wow. Really?
Didn't even give us a chance on that
this
one.
Next
boys.
Round's worth 6. Try to do it really quick. Who's up?
Me and Rach.
Yeah.
Name something that gets... Oh, no, that's stupid. Name a specific occupation in which you might have to hurt someone.
Wheeler.
Yeah.
Football player.
No, sir.
Wheeler's like sports radio host.
Doctor.
Yes. You want it or no?
I think we should pass.
Okay.
Pass it.
Pass it.
Andrew.
Copper.
Yes.
Ooh. Boxer / MMA fighter.
Yes. Two left.
A security guard.
I'll give it to you. It says bouncer.
Oh, okay. good.
There's
good.
One left.
That's one left.
Thank you.
Jobs where you might have to hurt someone.
Five seconds.
Hitman enforcer.
One strike.
Let's pass it over to them. See if they can redeem it.
There
okay.
you go.
Got a couple seconds.
One answer for
it.
All the marbles.
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Oh, well, you might have to hurt somebody.
Wheels has got it.
Maybe.
All right, go ahead, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Man.
Tattoo artist?
Wrestler.
Oh!
Yeah, that's the same thing. That is.